Welcome to Eliminating Barriers Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Elizabeth Bachman. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tonya. And welcome everyone to How to Get Paid Speaking Gigs. Really, this is more about how to break into the paid speaking market if you've been speaking for free. So I'm Elizabeth Bachman, and I teach strategic speaking for leaders and influencers so that you get results. Most importantly for today's call, I'm also the creator of the Elite Speakers Mastermind, which is a program to help speakers transition from speaking for free into speaking to the corporate market. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with here today and really acknowledge you for working on improving your speaking career. For the purposes of this call, I am assuming that you are a speaker who's already been out there speaking for a while and you are ready to up your game. You might be a speaker who's been speaking for free and selling your services or product on the back end and you're tired of the audiences who can't afford what you're worth. Or maybe you're a speaker who's had some paid gigs, but not enough to make a living. Does this sound like you? If it does, then be sure you have pen and paper with you because this call is for you. The question I hear more than any other is how can I get paid speaking gigs? And by paid speaking gigs, I'm talking about everything from speaking to associations, speaking within a company or as a trainer, leading a breakout workshop at a conference, or even giving a keynote speech at a conference. The problem is so many speakers muddle along doing a gig here and there, but they don't have a system for getting booked. They don't know what elements they need to have in place before a meeting planner or an organizer will hire them. And some people think, oh, well, I'll just get a speaker bureau to find the gigs for me. The problem is speaker bureaus are great, but most of them won't even look at you until you've already got enough of a reputation that you can't handle all the booking requests that are coming your way. Which means that to get started, to break into this business, you have to get started by yourself. And that's why I created the Elite Speakers Mastermind. I developed this system because I needed it. And then I saw that my VIP clients were having the same challenge, and we put together the group. My intention today is to give you an overview of the steps you need to take to get into the corporate speaking market. Best of all, I'll tell you the most powerful, coolest tip that makes the Elite Speakers Mastermind different from any other system out there. I'll share as much as I can in the time that we have, and I promise that before we finish, I'll tell you how to get more. So be sure to stay on until the end of the call because I have a special offer just for today's listeners. So, got your paper and pen ready? Here's the five-step system that we use in the Elite Speakers Mastermind to get our paid gigs. Write this down. Why, what, who, where, and how. I'm going to be moving pretty fast today, so you're going to want to go back to this after we finish. The first step is why. Why speak for corporations? Why speak at conferences? And the short answer is income. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent monthly for trainers within corporations or speakers at conferences. And if that feels like that would be a fit for you, why shouldn't you get a piece of that pie? I invite you to close your eyes and imagine yourself in front of a group. You're speaking. They're listening, they're taking notes, they're focused on what you're saying, and the energy you're sending out is being fed back to you multiplied. Breathe that in. Feel that energy. You make a point, and you can see their eyes light up with possibilities. You make a joke, and they laugh. Everything sounds like it's the first time you've said it, because you're in the exact right place for you and for the information you have to give. And when you finish, they rise up in a standing ovation. Doesn't that feel great? Just bask in that for a moment. And then, keeping your eyes closed, picture yourself holding a check with a lot of zeros on it, made out to you. How does that feel? Okay, you can open your eyes now. You could, Ben, remember, you can go back to that vision anytime. And I recommend that you do so. Make this part of your affirmations. It's okay to have a why that includes revenue for you. Money shouldn't ever be the only reason you speak. But why not get paid for your expertise? That said, if you haven't been in the corporate circuit yet, it does take time to get there. That's what we work on in the Elite Speakers Mastermind. Let's go back to your list. Why, what, who, where, and how. The next two are what and who. Who's your ideal client, and what do you offer that's valuable and different? You can also think about this as who am I and who needs my services. Let's start with the what. What is your message? What benefit do you bring to your listeners? Speaking is a business, and especially in the corporate market, I'm afraid you're a commodity. Unless you're Oprah or the CEO of Google, you have to accept that no matter what you do, there will be others who do it too. So what makes you unique? What's your differentiator? Kind of a paradox, actually. There's not much new in the world, and yet it's human nature to want the next new and different thing. Just think about how often we hear the word disruptor these days. It's all about creating something new, and really, not much of it really is new. So what sort of angle can you bring that will intrigue a meeting planner or a company manager? Write this down. What I do is... dot, dot, dot. And then go back to it after this talk is over and figure out what can you say that sounds different. It doesn't necessarily have to fit into 30 seconds like in at a networking event. This would be the opening of your email or your conversation. For instance, mine is, people think that good public speaking is all about not being nervous. But really, if you don't have the right strategy, you can be perfectly comfortable in front of a group and still not get the results you need. What I do is help you plan your strategy, create the perfect script to deliver that result you want, and then help you jazz up your delivery style. When you do that, you'll have mastered a message that brings you the funding you need, the allies you want, and the recognition you deserve. Here's a tip. If you have a professional background that will give you street cred, do that. As Jill Lublin says, use everything you've got. You've been there, you know the problems that they have. So use that to help figure out what it is that makes you different. Now let's go back to who, because it's so closely tied to your what. Who really needs your services? Many people talk about niche, but there's so much more to this, and it's really important because the more specific you can be, the better. Speakers tell me all the time, yes, but anyone can use what I teach. Heck, I say it myself. Everyone can use better communication skills, right? But if you say anybody can use my services, how are you going to focus? How are you going to get known within a niche? You've got to choose a group to focus on, and because then you'll know where to go. And then, of course, the more they hire you, the more they like you, the more they're going to hire you again. For instance, my client Lewis has a social media company. And indeed, everybody needs help with their social media marketing. The problem is there's so many companies that do that, that he was getting lost in the crowd. I asked him, who does he like to hang out with? And he said, well, I love going out to eat. I like restaurants. So we helped him build himself as the social media guru for restaurants. Now he has more customers than ever, and he's a reviewer on a well-known food show. So write this down. Who needs my services? What makes me different to them? I'll say that again because that's so important. Who needs my services? What makes me different to them? Go back to this after the call and take some time to fill it out. The next step is where. So write this down. Where to find your ideal clients? Getting speaking gigs is all about relationships. You can fill out requests for proposals until your eyes cross. But most of the time, a meeting professional or an HR organizer will choose the speaker who's been referred, who has a relationship. So I hate to say this, but Dad was right. The tried and true techniques are the best. Start with your current circles. Write this down. My current circles. Once you know what your ideal market is, go through your contacts to see who would have a connection. Yes, I know you've heard this, but have you actually done it? How long has it been since you've gone through your contact list and gotten back in touch with someone? Here's another tip. Don't forget your neighbors. My client Sue wanted to speak at a major chemical company in her city. She called and called the HR department and just couldn't ever get past the gatekeepers. And then one morning she glanced out her window and realized, wait, my neighbor works there. I could ask her. Sure enough, the neighbor was a senior manager and was able to get her to the right decision maker. Sue's first speaking gig led to another and another and another. The second step to where to find them is identify groups where your ideal clients hang out. What conferences do they attend? What associations are they part of? For instance, my client Jenna does background checks for employees, and so she speaks regularly at the Society for Human Resource Managers, SHRM. They love what she has to say, and the more she does an informational speech, the more people go, ooh, yeah, that would be someone we could use to do our background checks. My favorite resource is other speakers. Who do you know who has different material from you, but has the same market? Who has the same ideal clients? The more you can get together and share ideas and recommend things, the better. In the Elite Speakers Mastermind, part of what we do is we have a pledge that whenever we give a speech, we will then turn around and recommend one of our colleagues. We put together groups of three or four speakers whose material complements each other, and then we recommend each other. Write this down. Give value equals get value. That means give value to others and you'll get value back. The more you recommend things to other speakers and the more you ask for recommendations, the more likely you are to find leads. It's a way, kind of like training your sales force. Make people aware of what it is that you do and have them help you. Another piece of this is if you are not sure where your ideal clients are, interview people who might know, people who might be interested, and ask them what conferences do they go to. Talk about people, again, my client Jenna, who does the background checks. She started asking her clients where they went. What were the conferences that they went to that she didn't know about? That got her to a major conference in another state, which got her to another conference, which got her to another conference. So don't forget, your clients would be the beginning. That would be step number one, your current circles. Start with your clients. They're the ones who know you. They're the ones who hopefully love you. And find out, who do they know? Then make a list. And then absolutely, if you get through, use their name to get you through. And then be sure to thank them. That's very important. And our last step is how. It's back to the why, what, who, where, and how list. How to get it done. And frankly, this is the hardest one of all. The biggest problem with all of this is booking gigs is important but not urgent. It's too easy to put off. I mean, isn't there always an email to be answered or a blog article to write? And heck, if they don't know you were going to call them, they don't know if you put it off till tomorrow, right? And then before you know it, months have passed without you giving a talk. And you're wondering where all the new clients are. Have you been there? Do you know what it's like to stay safe at home, working on your computer, and then when you go to an event, you have to watch someone else? Someone else gets the recognition. Someone else gets the contacts. Someone else gets the sales. It's kind of a passive procrastination. You may not be consciously aware that you're doing it. Now, I have nothing against procrastination, because if it weren't for procrastination, how would we ever get our bathrooms clean, right? And believe me, if there were an Olympic category for procrastination, I would be a medalist, except that I'd probably procrastinate about signing up. But procrastination in business means money isn't coming in. And this is a business. For me, it took creating the Elite Speakers Mastermind to get me out of my procrastinating moving into the corporate market. So how do you do it? How do you get the paid speak? How do you get yourself to do the work? And it is work. I'm sorry. I wish it were automatic. I wish I could just bottle this and sell you the elixir. But it takes time and it takes work. So how do you do it? Get a group. Get partners. As they say, write this down, get a group. Join a group. It's the other thing about having a group and partners to hold you accountable is that breaking into the corporate market, if you haven't been there before, takes 6 or 9 months just to get started. It's too easy to give up. At first, I hate to tell you, but at first when it gets started, you've got to learn. It's like going to the gym. You've got to do 10 sit-ups. And then 20. Pretty soon you'll be used to it, but getting started is a challenge. So that's why in the Elite Speakers Mastermind, what we do is we have a limited group of experienced speakers, and they're all people who are tired of speaking for free and they want to move into the paid speaking market, the corporate market. Then what we do is we meet once a month to strategize, share ideas, give referrals. And then, because it's too easy to take a lot of notes and then go on to your next project and not do anything, we meet a month later. This is the cool thing that none of the other programs offer, none of the other programs that I've seen. What we do is we have a get it done day once a month, and we implement what we've discussed. I have to say, this has been the most popular feature of the Elite Speakers Mastermind, because it's a chance to really sit down and do the things that we discussed. That way, there are at least 2 mornings a month when we know that we're working towards getting those paid gigs. My client Karen had done one corporate gig through someone who knew her, and she loved it. She really liked that five-figure check, but she didn't follow up. And she had been telling me for years that she wanted to do more gigs like that, but she didn't have a system. And as time went on, her work with entrepreneurs kept getting rave reviews, but no clients who could afford her. And finally, she called me up and she said, it is time to get real. I'm busting my butt for the entrepreneurs. I'm changing their lives. And my savings are running out. So she joined the mastermind. We worked on converting her materials and language to appeal to a corporate market. She chose a niche to focus on and started going to conferences where her ideal clients were. Remember when I said it's all about relationships? And now Karen is in negotiation with three different corporations, and she's on track to do a new series for another five-figure sum. So if you would like to have results like this, I encourage you to check out the Elite Speakers Mastermind. It's by application only, as I said. And normally there's a $500 deposit to apply to the program. I really want to be sure that you're a right fit. But I have a special offer for today's listeners. Because you're on the PSA, because Tonya Hoffman told me to do something good for the PSA people, I will waive that deposit. If you're interested, and if you send me an email and say that you heard about this on the PSA Summit, then you can go through the application process totally free. I'm not going to give you the website that has the application form because it won't let you do it without paying. Contact me directly at elizabeth@elizabethbachman.com. And we'll get you started towards filling your calendar with lucrative speaking engagements. Once again, that's Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, at elizabethbachman.com, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, B-A-C-H-M-A-N.com. And I want to leave you with one thought. You are fabulous. There are people out there who deserve all your fabulousness. So to paraphrase Mark Twain, the difference between an ordinary speaker and a well-paid elite speaker is like the difference between the lightning bug and the lightning. There are people out there who need your information. Go out and be the lightning.